This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Welcome in the next 60 minutes. Everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight we'll take a look back at the Dons' season so far with an in-depth chat from the boss, Derek McInnes, and his Pittodrie predecessor, Katz and I, over the national team as they prepare for a Euro 2016 qualification doubleheader. First, Georgia at home, then Poland away. Can Gordon Strachan's men claim 6 points? We ask Craig Brown, plus the rest of the domestic lineup, rugby and more. It's John with the two Daves for Friday Sport, and it all starts right here, right now.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
First then, as always, to the boss. Just prior to that international doubleheader of Georgia and Poland is Gordon Strachan. Tell us, Gordon, how are the players making you feel?
They make me feel good. They determine the actual mood of the coaches most of the time, the players. And they've satisfied me this week. They've made me happy while watching good players, training hard, training intensely, and asking questions, which is good. So, yeah, we are in a good space at the moment, in a place, sorry. And it's not just been the training. I think there's our performances over the last year that has allowed us to feel good about ourselves. But understanding, we know fine well after watching Georgia that we're playing against a good side, who probably sell unlucky not to get anything from the first game against the Republic. It wasn't for a wonder goal with Aidan McGeady, then they get a good draw out of it and feel good about themselves as well. I've got an idea how I want to play, that's for sure, and make no mistake about it, that everybody in their position know exactly how they should be playing on Saturday, if they're on the pitch or they're not on the pitch. So there's no grey areas there. They know exactly what to do, every one of them. Now they have to just be waiting to be told who are the ones that have got to play in these positions. But these guys know exactly what they do when the ball's in certain positions. They know exactly what to do when we're attacking and when we're defending. So there's nobody who has any grey area in their thoughts at all. We know exactly what we're doing because we've done, as you know, a lot of work this week. And again this morning, still working at the things we want to do tomorrow. From the feeling I get when I walk about the place, that people are feeling good about themselves. So that's what we're meant to do as a sport, as a football sport, to make people better. The Commonwealth Games made people better with the performances of Scottish athletes. The same when Andy Murray does well. The same with Stephen Gallagher when he got picked for Sport Makes Us. There's a spring in our step. And we're happy at the moment that we seem to be adding to the spring in the step of a Scottish sports fan, whether it be football or not. You can take things from every game, whether positive or negative. As I say, I think it's been a build-up for the last 16 months to get performance like we did in the second half against Germany. But we look at the first 20 minutes, say we could have done better. We've had a talk about it briefly. And we looked at one of the things we could have done as individuals and as a group better. And hopefully when we get to that situation again, then we'll be able to deal with it better. Listen, tomorrow we could put the best performance you've ever seen with a Scottish side. And the footballing gods decide that you're not going to win a game of football. That happens. But what we can do is go into the game and say, listen, we've left no stone unturned. We've done as much as we can as a group to prepare for Georgia. So as I say, and we could have a lucky day where we don't play well and score a couple of scruffy goals. That's the footballing world. All you can do as a group of players and management is make sure you prepare as well as you can. You have to tinker now and then with one or two wee things. As I say, but you don't confuse the players, that's for sure, by changing out a system every game. I think we've got two or three systems, probably two, and we can tinker with another one to make it three just. And that makes it easier for when we get together, we'll know what we're doing. We've slightly had to change it a wee bit these training sessions, but I think it'll be worth it. How you get there, you'll never know. You can't plan it, because you never know when the big games are. You never know where the disaster games are. You just have to deal with them. Probably make sure there's not too many disasters. That's for sure.
Evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm John Mellis. Joining me as always are the two Daves, McDermott and Galloway. We look back over the Dons season so far, and in particular that game against Dundee last weekend, later on in the show. But in the international break, let's turn our attentions first to the national team back in European qualification action, this time in a double header. against Poland away midweek and first Georgia tomorrow at Ibrox. This is where we came and stuck in the last campaign, Dave, when our home form suffered. And the points tally wasn't what we'd expected. It just made the task insurmountable, didn't it? But encouraging signs against the world champions, and for a while now, to be fair. Are you optimistic going into this double?
Yeah, I am. I must admit, I think it is as good a squad as we've had for many a season, and the majority of it seems to pick itself, which is good. And we know all the players that are selected, because there was, we were probably in line to, well, maybe not, but...
I thought it was ever that bad, even the Bertie Vogts era.
Well,
steady.
But, you know, it was anybody... that players were being picked from goodness knows where, but now there's a settled look about the squad and a very competent look. I think Gordon Strachan has done very well in his 10 years so far as manager. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We've got to win this one tomorrow. I mean, you can't go out to Poland on Tuesday on the back of anything less than 3 points, I would suggest.
When you're playing Germany away, Dave, I suppose what Gordon Strachan will have been telling his players, and it seems to have worked for the most part, is that, you know, these guys are the world champions. Nobody expects us to win. Everyone expects them to win. Let's go out and have a go. And if we lose, so what? And we did go out and we did have a go. OK, we rode our luck at times, but the goal that we scored there was one of real, genuine quality.
Sublime.
Against the world champions. Does that make it easier or more difficult going into these games where there'll be an expectation to deliver points?
I think the expectation is a huge thing, John. I think the Scottish players will need very broad shoulders, because it's gone from the Germany game, like you say, there was no pressure on Scotland. Everybody expected Germany to win. Everybody's going to expect Scotland to win. So I think that will be in the mix. But, you know, there are experienced characters here. You're the two Fletchers, Darren and Stephen, the likes of Brown, Scott Brown, and other players like that. You know, they'll have the experience to, you know, to help the others through.
OK. Let's get the thoughts of a past master, former Dons and Scotland boss Craig Brown looks ahead at the matches for North Sound One's Friday Sport.
It's an excellent position to be in, with a team that's almost all fit and in good form. Although we lost the game, that's no disgrace to lose to the world champions. After all, they had thumped Brazil in the World Cup handsomely, and for us just to lose so narrowly and unfortunately, I think, was a very good result. So the team's playing exceptionally well under Gordon, and I expect them to win both games. Actually, the Poland game will be the more difficult, obviously, for two reasons. One, it's away from home, and two, they have a big football infrastructure there in Poland. Yeah. Poland is a country of 37 million people, and we've got a meagre 5 million, and they're very keen on their football over there. So on a population basis, they should be a real difficult fixture. But Georgia, the same population, just slightly less, I think 4.5 million there in that country. I used to always look at the size of the country, because it has a bearing on the resources that they have usually. So the first game at home against Georgia, I think, and I did read Mark McGee saying it's got to be won, and I've got to agree with that I think for any chance of qualification, we must win this home game against Georgia. If we don't, it gives us a major challenge. We have to win away from home. But to get 6 points from the two games would be fantastic, and it's not out with the bounds of possibility. It's a genuine possible return for these two fixtures.
How important is it, though, just to take it one game at a time? Just put Poland out of your mind for the moment, and just, you know, we need to just focus on Georgia, get 3 points and move on.
Well, Georgia was the kind of fly in the ointment of Scotland's most successful international manager. And people say to me, you know, a lot of them say, you were the most. I said, no, I wasn't. The most successful Scotland international manager, statistically, was Alec McLeish. Now, Alec, quite amazing, had 10 internationals with Scotland and won 7 of them. And he had a wonderful result against Ukraine at home. Now, Ukraine were the last 8 of the World Cup, and they came to Hampden, and Alec's team absolutely outplayed them. And we won 2-0. And that was one of Alec's several fine victories. The next game was a midweek game in Tbilisi. So I met Alec in the next door hotel, and I said, tell me your team. I was quite excited. That was a great result. He says, oh, and he was a downer before the game. I said, what's the problem? He says, 5 changes, 3 injured and 2 suspended.
they were all key players at the time. And that's the problem with Scotland, Dave. When you've got a full-strength team, you can compete with anyone. But if you lose players, we haven't a huge pool of resources. We hadn't then in Alex's time, we hadn't in anyone's time. Even now, it's pleasing to see that Gordon has just about, apart from Mulgrew, I think he's got a full squad going to these two matches. Now, that's tremendous. And if we're at full strength, we can compete with anyone. And as Alec McLeish would confirm, because we were doing so remarkably well under him. And then they had an 18-year-old goalkeeper, I recall, and they were all saying, oh, they're under pressure at home, the Georgian team with this young goalie. But the goalie hadn't had a save, hardly had a save to make, the way the game panned out. So hopefully, you know, at full strength, or almost with, without Mulgrew, we can still overcome Georgia at home and then go to, with great optimism, go to Poland. We've been there recently, did well. I think we can do it again. So, if ever there was an optimist, it's me, and I genuinely think that wee Gordon's doing a terrific job with the Scottish team, and they've all bought into his system. The fans have bought into it. The fans, so the feel-good factor's not just on the pitch, it's on the terracing. And the Tartan Army that's there will be out in numbers at Ibrox, and they'll be very, very supportive.
Yeah, the manager's done a remarkable job in you know, reviving the country's fortunes, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah. Well, because, you know, things were a wee bit flat, and then Gordon took over, and he's managed to get a style of play which is suited for international football. And not always, it should be suited for all football, but sometimes in the rigours of the club game when you're playing, particularly in, when he was working in England, you know, you're playing so many games, and it's, to keep consistency of selection is difficult. Now, international level, consistency of selection and the way he's playing, I think, is marvellous, because if you're a centre-half playing for Scotland now, you're not allowed to kick the ball upfield just to clear it. You have to pass it. And it's so noticeable that they're playing through the midfield, and that means that he selects midfield players who want the ball and are comfortable in the ball. And a perfect example is Barry Bannon. Now, Bannon doesn't always get a first pick for his club side, or the couple of club sides he was at last season. But when Gordon wants possession of the ball, as he does, that's the way he plays, you know, Bannon comes right into contention. So I think with Brown back and the team, he might not play this time, but I suspect because he wants to, a home game, keep the ball and make the opposition work to get possession, I think guys like Bannon are invaluable.
Great to have Scott Brown back, like you touched on there, Craig. I mean he can be hugely influential on any game, can't he?
Yeah, he can. Aye, Brown's he's a dogged player defensively, and he's got a spark going forward as well, so he's a perfect midfield player, Scott Brown.
Who else do you think could be key men for Gordon Strachan's team in the forthcoming doubleheader?
Naismith is sparkling at the moment, and you know, he's scoring at the top level down there, so I think he could be a very influential player. And you know, the playmaker guy, Barry Bannon, obviously impresses me quite a bit, and I think he'll be important. The two centre-backs are unheralded a bit. People don't give them sufficient recognition because they don't lose goals. So I think at centre-back we're solid, Martin Hanley and Hanley, if they're the two, which I think could be the case. I think, anyway, that these two would be his choice. They've been the guys in possession. Looking at the rest of the team, Morrison comes on and does a real turn, and of course Ikechi Anya, quite clearly one of the sparkling discoveries of Gordon Strachan. So he could be a key player as well.
He's been in outstanding form, hasn't he?
Oh, brilliant. I mean, that goal against Germany was exceptional. The pass from Fletcher too. So there's a lot going for Scotland at the moment, and I expect it to be confirmed when we play on Saturday night.
Georgia, maybe not one of the most glamorous teams, not one of the big names, but wouldn't it be great to see packed Tartan Army raising the roof at Ibrox. That would be so important, wouldn't it?
Yes, it will be a packed Tartan Army at Ibrox, there's no doubt. Ibrox is a good venue. When I was with the national team, the players favoured Celtic Park and Ibrox more than Hampden for an atmosphere. But Hampden's the spiritual home of Scottish football. I'm not knocking it. We've had some good results then, but the big performances quite often were at Celtic Park. Now, the main big performance was at Ibrox against Sweden. And Jim Leighton, we won 1-0, John McGinley scored. And Jim Leighton had a wonderful game, one of many he had. So Ibrox is a good hunting ground for the Scottish national team. And hopefully, you're right, the Tartan Army will be out in force and the atmosphere will be terrific. So I can't wait for the game. And I know it's not Saturday night now, it's Saturday evening. It's an early 5 o'clock start. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, he's looking forward to that one because it means he'll still have time if it's a 5 o'clock kickoff to hit the clubs later the same night. it's Northern One's Friday Sport previewing Scotland versus Georgia, and in a moment or two we'll look further ahead to the Poland match as well. Let's digest from Craig's chat. More on that in a moment. So far as tomorrow's concerned, from 2 p.m. over at North Sound 2. Get team news and build-up live from Ibrox later in the show. Every home game in Group D a must-win for Gordon Strachan. We'll also bring you goals from the domestic games kicking off at 3 and take time to assess the season so far for the Dons. Tomorrow from 2 over at North Sound 2. But right now, stay here on North Sound 1. We'll continue our preview of Scotland versus Georgia coming up.
North Sound 1. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
It's an international weekend, and a short time ago Craig Brown mentioned the almighty importance of the Tartan Army at both home and away games, but especially at home. They'll be out in force tomorrow evening at Ibrox, and amongst them will be local Tartan Army spokesman Alan Duncan.
Playing at home against Georgia, it's a good game to start, a doubleheader. And Georgians are, I don't think they're that great right now. They certainly don't have any star names like they used to. You know, guys like Kincladze and guys like that. So I think we have a great chance to kick this off with 3 points, and then going to Poland. Well, we know what to expect there. We beat them in March, albeit a slim victory. They obviously didn't have Lewandowski playing, but having said that, the way we are playing and we approach the game the right way, like we have been doing, I don't think there's any problem in getting 6 points.
The way Strachan does his tactics is pleasing as well, isn't it? Because he keeps it nice and simple. It's a square peg in a square hole and a round peg in a round hole.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's picked people who can play in certain positions, certain ways against certain teams. I think we'll see a different formation on Saturday. I think we will see two up front. I think he has to. We've got to go for the jugular. We've got Stephen Naismith, who's been on fire for Everton this season, and Stephen Fletcher starting to come into form. And I think if these two play, and we get, we've got the right players to give them service. We're passing the ball well, keeping the ball. So yeah. Strachan's got it right, that's all I can say. I didn't expect things to be as good as they have been under him, but we'll make it continue.
Is Saturday a must win then for you?
If we're going to have any chance of qualifying, then we have to win our home games. It's simple as that, Dave. If you win your home games and you pick up points away from home, you won't be far away. And we obviously with decent crowds always at these games, behind the team, we've got a great chance. We really do. But yeah, Saturday for me is a must win. We can't like the last campaign. We had two bad results to start off with, and we never recovered. I think if we win on Saturday, the confidence will be sky high going to Warsaw, and we pick up a win in Warsaw. Even a draw in Warsaw would be acceptable, I think. But it'd be great to win the two games and get off to a flyer. We didn't expect to beat Germany anyway, to be honest. So, every other team in the group will get beat by Germany anyway. So you knock that result out and you concentrate on the other ones.
Everybody has a part to play, Alan. But who do you see the key players being for Scotland?
You've got to look for your big players to come through. Guys like Fletcher. Darren Fletcher, I mean, Scott Brown, you know, leaders. But you're looking for a guy like Naismith, who's on fire, to produce like he has been doing for Everton. And then you've got the wee boy Anya, who is just incredible. You know, his enthusiasm is amazing. He's infectious. He really is. The fans have really taken to him. You know, his commitment and his passion for playing for his country is amazing. So, you know, I think these are the guys who can really get us somewhere. But we've got a good squad. That's the thing. We really do have a good squad. Again, we've got a team full of players who want to play. They turn up and they seem to be enjoying it. So, you know, it's not just about one or two players. To be fair, they've all got to produce.
Few players spoken about in more detail there. We saw Scott Brown when he came back to fitness for Celtic against the Dons, and he was everywhere. So influential, tackling everything, pressing forward. I doubt he'll feature for the full 90, but it makes a big contribution whilst he's there, Dave. Craig and Alan have highlighted Stevie Naismith's great form as well as Anya and Stephen Fletcher. If it's a must win, you've got to throw out an attacking formation and go for it, don't you?
You would think so. Without going too gung-ho, I think it will be a fairly attacking. And the noises, I mean, obviously Gordon's not giving away his team, but, you know, Stevie Naismith's coming out and saying, hope we play out two up front. He's obviously got hints of that from somewhere. So, you know, the Dons have shown in recent weeks that, particularly at home, when you're playing against a team that you're looking to get to all 3 points, then it can work. So I would hope so. And I hope the fans get entertained. They're certainly paying enough to warrant to be entertained with the ticket prices down there. So
yeah, Gordon Strachan said they've got two specific, and then he said, in fact, almost three types of formation. Well, almost three means I'm not entirely sure, but they
almost
clearly
Jimmy-esque.
Yeah, yeah. He said, you know, in that little chat there, he said that regardless of who's in the team, everybody knows that if they're in a specific position, exactly what they'll do in any given circumstance. So they seem pretty well drilled. Let's get on to that team selection for tomorrow evening. And this week it's time for Predictor Gordon. So Dave McDermott, we'll start with you.
Okay, Marshall, Hutton, Martin, Hanley, although it should be Reynolds, and Robertson. And then in the middle, D. Fletcher, Brown, Morrison and Anya, Naismith and S. Fletcher.
And Dave Galloway.
I'm going for Marshall, then Hutton, Martin, Hanley and Whittaker, midfield Bannon, Darren Fletcher, Brown and Anya, and I'm going for front two of Naismith and Stephen Fletcher.
Okay. And next, the one to watch, and Dave Galloway will ask you first this time.
Stephen Fletcher, for me, you could put forward a very good argument for Stevie Naismith as well. Both have been in great form. Watching match of the day last weekend, Stephen Fletcher was in great form. He's come back to the boil at just the right time. A very important player, and I think he could be the man.
Okay, and Dave Mack.
I'm going to go for young Andy Robertson at Hull City because, again, he's come through so much in such a short space of time. An absolutely great role model for any youngsters that are playing. He was, you know, 18 months ago he was playing at Queen's Park, got his move to Dundee United, got that move, now a full Scottish internationalist, great going forward, starting to learn to defend a bit better as well, turning out to be, it could be a real sort of make-piece in that, not make-piece, into the 11 for the national team for a long, long time to come, and I've been very impressed with him.
It's interesting, isn't it, because the one that's that sort of garnering all the attention is Ryan Golden, yet he's just, Robertson, he says, just sort of crept through in the, almost in his shadow.
Yeah.
And he could be the player that ends up having the really, really long career. I mean, I don't doubt that Ryan Gold will as well, but I don't think he's going to feature, you know, he was on the back pages of the press saying, I'm ready. I don't think he's going to feature unless he comes on as a substitute.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if he starts. And last year, Robertson, when we played Dundee United, Robertson caused us an awful lot more problems than Gold. Gold, more, you know, as the season wore on, less and less
drifted
was he
out,
featuring.
Didn't he?
So, no, I would agree. I don't think Ryan Gold, great experience for him, but I don't think he'll start.
Dave, you mentioned Stevie May was sort of drawing a few admiring glances, if you like, not for his hairstyle, obviously, but
no.
do you think he'll feature in the game? Because he seems to have, like I say, drawn a few admiring glances.
I think he'll certainly get a place on the bench, John. I'm sure he won't start the game. But Gordon Strachan has been you know, saying a lot of positive things in his media conference today about Stevie May, saying, you know, I always knew he was a good player, but he's been absolutely terrific for me in training this week. He's looked very, very impressive. So clearly he's in Strachan's thoughts, but I think he'll get a place on the bench.
Scotland versus Georgia. What's the score going to be? Dave McDermott.
2-0.
Dave Galloway.
2-0 Scotland.
Okay. Briefly then, assuming all goes to plan tomorrow and we come away with that win, do you fancy us to take that momentum and go on and make it 6 points with a win in Warsaw as well?
Love to think so. Important thing in the away games is...
We don't lose.
We don't lose. Yeah. But yeah, I think it will give us a confidence. And we've also, okay, it was a friendly, but we know how to win over there. So yeah, I think it would.
Okay. In the other home nation matches, England got the job done with a win over San Marino last night. Later this evening at 7:45 kickoff, so just over an hour's time, Wales aim to make it 2 wins from as many matches in their Euro 2016 qualifying campaign. Having beaten Andorra in their opening game in Group B, they take on Bosnia-Herzegovina in Cardiff. Manager Chris Coleman told Sky Sports News they'll be showing their opponents plenty of respect, but they won't fear them.
They've lost their first game, but they're still a very strong team. We know that. And it'd be a tough game, but you know, I think we played them 3 years ago. I think we're improved since then. We're a tighter group, that's for sure. And we're all looking forward to it.
Wales versus Bosnia-Herzegovina, Dave.
I think they'll have learned from the struggle against Andorra in the first game. I expect Wales to come through in that one, maybe 2-1.
Northern Ireland defender Aaron Hughes believes they've a fantastic chance of reaching the 2016 European Championships after beating Hungary in their opening Group F qualifier. Michael O'Neill's side host the Faroe Islands tomorrow. Hughes tells Sky Sports News the changes made to the qualification process for the tournament should help them.
Without putting extra pressure or anything on us, I think that comes down to the fact that the top two qualify out the group as well and your third can make a playoff. That makes a big difference for us. But I think if you look at the group, you know, I would say we have as good a chance as anyone in that group.
Northern Ireland versus the Faroe Islands, Dave, with Aberdeen involvement through Niall McGinn. How's that one going to go?
Yeah, well, all the pressure's on Northern Ireland, isn't it? Everybody will expect them to win. I fully expect them to win and boost their goal difference quite considerably. I think they'll win 4-0.
This is North Someone's Friday Sport coming up. We mentioned the Dons there. In a moment, we'll hear from the boss with a look back at the season so far and what more he thinks is to come from this group of players in the future. Derek McInnes on North Someone's Friday Sport in moments.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
Last week, we previewed Dundee versus Aberdeen. I'm fairly certain none of us predicted this.
And again, flights it in, curls it in, got plenty of curl on it. It's cleared away upfield, but Flood returns it back towards the penalty box. It's picked up by Goodwillie at the byline. Goodwillie hits it across. The header coming in, and it's a goal for Aberdeen. And it's Andy Considine with a header. Ball played in from the right-hand side. Andy Considine, beautiful header, found the corner of the net. So, with 4 minutes gone, it's Dundee 0, Aberdeen 1. Goodwillie out to McGinn.
Shea Logan in the centre forward position.
Yep. Still there as ball comes across, looking for Logan! Shea Logan with his third goal of the season after 27 minutes. 27 minutes gone here at Dens Park, and it's Dundee 1, Aberdeen 2. Now Flood to Logan. Logan on the right hand side. Logan crosses it in. Goodwillie with a header! Brilliant goal by Goodwillie. Fine cross from Logan. Brilliant header from Goodwillie. Found the corner of the net. Tremendous stuff. Aberdeen back in front once again. 18 minutes played in the second half at Dens Park. Dundee 2, Aberdeen 3.
Dundee 2, Aberdeen 3, which of course is how it ended, thankfully. Marking 4 wins and a draw in the last 5 games as our form has improved. Looking back in the campaign so far, chatting to Red TV for North Someone's Friday Sport, Aberdeen boss Derek McInnes.
Certainly after the Dundee United game, I think there's been a decent enough focus from the players. We're well aware that the league is the most important aspect to our campaign. We want to do as well as we can in it. And I believe we can improve in last year, I really do. I feel we have got a better squad and we should be expecting more from ourselves, which there's nothing wrong with. But I think the Cups will always give us that opportunity to lift silverware. And having done it last year, we want to do it again this year. And we're in two Cup competitions we feel we can win. As difficult as that is, because other clubs have exactly the same outlook on the Cups. But I do feel we should look forward to the season with a lot of confidence. And the league has been a wee bit stop start in terms of performances, but I think the last five games certainly has been far more consistency. We've been to some difficult away grounds, you know. Kilmarnock have shown that they're a good side this year, and you know, when they beat Dundee United at the weekend, nobody's really surprised. I think we went down there and won. Performance at Celtic Park, the goals we lost were disappointing, but the performance in itself wasn't too far away from what we'd expect from ourselves, and certainly the second half. St Johnstone was probably the one game that away from home that I felt that we never showed enough of ourselves. So there's been a couple of disappointing performances within the actual start of the campaign, but the last five games we've had consistency of performances and getting results. We need to make sure that we keep stretching that and try and go as long as we can undefeated, keep picking points up even when we're not at our best. And I think that where we are at the minute after winning Saturday is we're right in amongst it, and we know we can get ourselves pushed on now if we can just continue some of the form.
Still, the first round of games not completed yet, but already there's a kind of unusual look to the league. Motherwell, where nobody, I don't think, expected them to be, Celtic mid-table and Hamilton up at the top.
Yeah, I think the two surprises possibly is where Celtic are and where Hamilton are, you know. But, you know, I've seen Hamilton twice this season in the flesh, and they're the team that's impressed me the most, you know. And that was, I've been saying that to people even prior to the result of the weekend, you know. I think that it shows what can be done. I'm not going to patronise them because I think they're absolutely giving their manager everything. They look organised, they're fit, they've got a way of playing, and they can mix their game up, and they've got good ability within the squad. They've also got real enthusiasm and confidence at the minute, which is vital for any team. But you know, I've been really impressed with Hamilton. I don't think they're going anywhere. I think they are. It's going to take a massive change in their fortunes for them. I think they've got too much as a team to. I think they'll keep showing that consistency, and I think that it's a real challenge for us, that game on Friday night, a week Friday, and we're looking forward to it. You know, we're going to take on a good side.
Yes, we are, and he's not lying when he says he's been talking about Hamilton for a few weeks, is he, Dave? Because you mentioned this to me, this exact thing last week. He's been saying that it's going to be a tricky one. Hamilton away in the Friday night game. But back to Dundee and the last few games, some great football being played, some good goals being scored, but also a few being conceded. And I get the feeling, despite being happy overall with these wins, I just get this feeling for some reason that perhaps at times he feels we're being a bit too cavalier in attack, that he's maybe not sold in the 4-4-2 thing entirely. And certainly that it's galling to Derek McInnes that we're letting these goals in more often than normal and on occasion cheaply.
Yeah, I think it's the cheaply, the you know, the goals that were mistakes that we're making. You know, that you can still play 4-4-2 and defend properly. So I think that's what he's alluding to. I think Derek is more convinced about the 4-4-2 than he was say this time last month.
Yeah.
And it has brought us, you know, would have taken that before that run of games, would have taken the outcome quite happily, four wins and a draw. Disappointing though the manner of the draw was, but I think you know, Russell, when it's like a lot of these players, like we said, Johnny Hayes, you miss him when he's not there. Russell Anderson, you see how good a captain, a good a defender he is when he's not there. And I'm not getting to Ash Taylor, because I think Ash Taylor, you know, he made the mistake for their first goal by the poor kick out. But Ash has become a really good defender. I'm really impressed with him. I thought the game at Dundee was, if you want, the poorest of his games recently. Because even going back to the first game of the season where the everyone highlighted the mistake against United with the pass back, other than that, he actually had a pretty good game. So,
but he's
still young as well.
These are the discrepancies that people are judged on, unfortunately, because they can turn a game. If anything, it's a bit, you know, of an occasion where maybe Ash is slightly too rash, like the Maisie the other week, where
Rash Ash,
where he went, you know, bursting from defence right the way through. He was one pass away from putting a player clean on in goal, and instead that pass was intercepted. He's horribly out of position. And we lost the goal as a result because he's all the way up the park. It's about making right decisions at the right time sometimes.
It is, and really the I know that they do need to improve their dance routine, Shane Ash, but there's no need to go cavalier to try and get another goal.
I love the way Shea does his forward somersaults and that. And that's amazing. I'd break my neck if I tried that.
Well, exactly. If you get that one wrong, you're in traction.
Oh, he's landed on his head. Oh, no.
You mentioned Russell Anderson there and Johnny. Has this international break come at a good time for us, having got that win? But also, you know, we picked up a couple of injuries along the way, Dave Galloway. Will it give those recovering that chance to make it for the return, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the general thing. It's a good chance for the guys to take stock and just recharge the batteries and ready themselves for the return of hostilities after the international break.
In other Don's news this week, hard to believe, but good to see Andy Considine getting a testimonial for the club in recognition of his years of service. When I say hard to believe, it's no slight on Andy, but just the fact that he's been here that long, that he's getting a testimonial.
Yeah, delighted for him. He's a great lad, Andy, and he thoroughly deserves it. And, let's hope he does well out of it.
Let's take a look at some of the other matches this weekend. The Championship tonight, it's Raith Rovers versus Queen of the South this evening. Then tomorrow, Alloa v Hearts and Hibs v Dumbarton. You know it's a slow news week when Hearts training on Alloa's pitch and the ensuing debate about it is a story. In the Highland League, champions Brora host Nairn County. Keith are at Bucky Thistle, while Clack welcome Fraserburgh. Stevie Patterson's for Martin United are currently in second spot on the table. Tomorrow at home to Devon Vale.
We've started to come to the crunch. You know, I think, you know, it was round about Christmas last year that we fell away when we took just 1 point. We were two matches against Inverary Locos. So we've got a difficult fixture list coming up, and I think it's even harder come about December. So I mean, if I was still in this position come, you know, the next couple of months, I'd be delighted, but there's a lot of work to do to kind of, you know, maintain my position. But you never know, Brora will have tough games as well, because I do think there's a few improving teams this season. You know, Turriff, Wick particularly have both emerged in the top four. You know,
you must be really pleased with what you're getting from the boys at the moment, Steve.
I feel like we have, it's early days, and, you know, we have got some really, you know, tough fixtures coming up, and we'll continue. I think for sort of now to the turn of the year, you know, we've got like, say, Brora to come up to our place, we've got Inverary Locos twice, we've got to go to Turriff, we've got to go to Cove, you know what I mean? So that games will certainly have a huge bearing on whether we can keep, you know, tucked in chasing Brora, you know.
At home to Devon Vale on Saturday, what are your feelings about that game?
Well, Devon Vale obviously have been going through quite a difficult season, you know, culminating with the manager, you know, departing a few weeks ago. But, you know, they do have good young players on their books. They beat us last season, albeit down at their place, and we were quite fortunate this season to beat them in the Aberdeenshire Cup, you know, when I think it was 3-3 after 90 minutes, and we won an extra time. But, you know, I would consider ourselves quite fortunate that night. So we'll get a difficult game. I think obviously they've got a new manager, you know, and Ali McLeod, and he'll be really keen to start his career off successfully. And generally speaking, you get sometimes a positive reaction from players to a new manager. So, you know, we'll need to be on our guard. But, you know, it's a game obviously we would be looking to win, given it's a home fixture.
In the other games, Huntly take on Turriff, and the Inverurie Locos face Cove Rangers. Strathspey Thistle travel to Lossie, and Wick Academy meet Rothes briefly in the junior stage.
Yeah, three main games to mention tonight. Longside against Fraserburgh United in the First Division, 7:45 kick-off. Tomorrow, Cruden Bay away to Tayport in their Scottish Junior Cup first-round replay, 2:30 kick-off there. And on Sunday, it's the first final of the season, Grill League Cup final at Longside. That's between Hermes and Maud, 2 o'clock it is. For the weekend, we have Jim going to Locos against Cove Rangers tomorrow. Updates on gossip and goals here on North Sound 1. That's it for another week.